I just let me go do what I need to do in Belmont.
Good evening.
Good evening.
I assume you're the only one.
Well, I thought I could hear Malka in the background. I could hear somebody, so.
You're there, okay. So
okay.
We're starting with section 6, and at verse 32, and I'll start with the Lashem Yehud. Lashem Yehud, good strawberry food, each kinte, beat hilu, urchimu, urchilu, urchilu, urchimu. Leyakta, Lashem, yud he bavate. The Yehuda, Shalim B'Shem Kol Yisrael, Limud Torah Mitzvah, La'asok Torah Mitzvah, Vayehino Am Adonai Eloheinu Aleinu Ma'asei Yadeinu Kononei Aleinu Ma'asei Yadeinu Kononeihu. Ve'esha L'goy Gadol V'Gomen. Ve'eshcha begin kidiktiv lech lecha ve'avarachecha ve'goy diktiv me'artzecha ve'agadla shemecha begin diktiv mimoladcha ve'hayay ve'yay. Viracha begin diktiv umi beit avicha. The translation, and I will make of you a great nation, and I will make of you is related to the verse, get you out, and I will bless you is related to the verse from your country, and make your name great is related to the verse from your kindred. And you shall be a blessing is related to the verse and from your father's house. My commentary. I am not sure of the meaning of this pasuk. My guess is that this is referring to the lower three of the Sefirot, Netzach, Hod, and Yesod. Please note, this is only a guess. Questions, comments, thoughts.
Well, my thought was that in the previous verses, we found what the deeper meaning was connected to each one of those phrases, like from your father's house, and
that's correct. But the deeper meaning,
they're actually labeling each blessing, you know. Make you a great nation, get you out, bless you, your name will be great. Go from your kindred. It's like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And of course, we know that Abraham passed, 10 tests? So he's
a
model, you know, for us all.
But if you go back to what it says in that verse, in that pasuk in the Zohar, and I will make of you a great nation is a different verse than I will make of you. or the first part of the verse, I will make of you, is related to the verse, get you out. Get you out, is, we were told, is the right column, if I remember. And I will bless you is related to the verse from your country, which is in the left column. And make your name great is related to the verse and from your kindred, which is the central column. So what it's saying is this verse from chapter 12, verse 2, is also related to those three levels of the Sephiroth. But what is the real meaning of the words related to? That's where I got confused, and so that's where my guess came, that it was referring to the lower three.
Well,
go ahead, Melvin.
My thoughts are, I think it's maybe trying to indicate to us in a very concealed way that Abraham had the sparks of Adam's soul. So I'm thinking of the upper three, because I think it's kind of indicating the roots of his soul is based in the upper three Sephiroths.
Of which world?
Of Atzilut. Because
you
he became self-taught.
You may very well be right, Malka. It's not clear to me that I can say what is this really saying, because I don't understand the phrase is related to. And that's, we would have to know the Aramaic to be able to detail that.
Well, what came to me with the meaning to related to is when we take gematria, you know, words that have the same gematria, and we know that somehow they're related. Each relates to each other, and that's what came to me as the meaning of related to. So,
because he was of a higher.
Except that you'll notice that I use the word connected to when I'm saying the gematria. I don't say related to, and there's a difference.
Because there are no synonyms, right?
Didn't Abraham make it to the world of Da'at?
Abraham, no. Abraham was born at the level of Chesed and remained at the level of Chesed.
Okay. Well, isn't Chesed and Gerorah a part of that? You know, you have three.
You think I'm
not sure what
the other two.
Yeah.
Always.
Yeah.
Lose, I think.
Yeah.
I'm looking at the phrase in the Aramaic. And the two words are begin, diktiv. Diktiv is written. Let me see if I can get something about begin.
You know, and I take it as the birth of a nation. So that's Bina. You know, he's given birth to a nation. So that's the beginning of Zeron Pin in the birth of the Sephiroths from Bina. You know, Chokmah into Bina, then Keset and Gerorah comes into play as well.
Yes.
This garment is the Hebrew word, I don't know the Aramaic, but is beged a garment? Which is, well, you've got a yod in there, so that would be an extra letter.
I'm getting a sense of it. Begin kidiktiv is the phrase.
Mm-hmm.
Begin, the bet at the beginning would be in or with. So it is written with the garden, because gin is gimel yud nun, but the yud would represent Hashem. It would represent the higher levels, and the word, the gimel nun, is the word garden, gan, like as in God added.
Mm-hmm.
So it's referring to the soul before it comes down.
Right.
So we're unpacking a little bit, but it's still not 100% clear. Let's take a look at the next verse, which is verse 33. Rabbi Shimon Amar Ve'eska L'goy gadol nesitra diyamina v'avara kecha nesitra dishmala v'agadla semecha nesitra diemtsaita v'ya v'racha nesitra diara diyisrael Ha ha ka kar sayayo, di arba samkin, di kal ho kalilan, feya fe avraham, mi kan ul hal ala, bir kan le acharine, di mit zene me haka, di kti vi avarka, Vivarachacha Unkalelcha Aor Venivrechu Bechapo Mishpechot Ha'adama. The translation. Rabbi Shimon disagrees and says that the verse, and I will make of you a great nation, is the illumination of the right side, that and I will bless you is the illumination of the left side, that and I will make your name great is the illumination of the central column, and that and you shall be a blessing is from the side of the land of Israel, from the side of the Nukva, which is called the land of Israel. So here is a throne that has four legs, all of which were included in Abraham. The three columns, Chesed, Gevurah, and Tiferet, are three legs. The Nukva is the fourth leg. These are the four legs of the upper throne, which is Bina. From here onward, the blessings are for the others, who are replenished from here. This refers to others who are blessed for his sake, as it is written, and I will bless them that bless you, and curse them that curse you, and in you shall all families of the earth be blessed. My commentary. This clarifies another full understanding of the verses in the Torah in the Parashah of Lech Lecha. It clarifies, it explains the idea of relating to, which is saying it's the same thing. So the question is, if you have one rabbi or you have Rabbi Shimon, whose understanding are you going to take? Could they both
Can
be
I say
right?
Something?
Go ahead, Malka.
Can I say something? This happened to me last night, and it's just amazing that we're talking about this today. Before I laid myself down to sleep, I said, okay, I want to go and be study with Shem. I want to go into the yeshiva with Shem. And so I went to bed, and I tossed, and I turned, and I tossed, and I never really got to sleep. So I got up, and I thought, okay, I'm just going to go read something. I'm going to go find something to read. And guess what I ended up reading? Shimon. And I'm like, oh, my gosh. I guess I did not have the vessel to study in that yeshiva with Shem, that it brought me down to Shimon with Elijah. And I'm like, and then I went, after I read for about 30 minutes, this is at midnight, then I went back to bed and I fell quickly to sleep. And I'm here. We are talking about that. I'm like,
exactly.
Okay. I just wasn't ready for that higher level of teaching, evidently, because you said you can pick which yeshiva you want to go to, and Hashem says, no, you're not ready for that. So I end up evidently, you know, going to the yeshiva. Well, of course, I don't remember anything. Of what I, you know, of that Porsche that I read.
Sure,
wow.
You just don't need to remember it yet. But when you do need to remember it, it'll come through to you.
Right.
So, are we clear about these two verses?
No.
One verse, the first verse we read is giving us a phrase related to, and it's giving us a connections to the previous section and how they broke apart the verse into the five different components. And they gave us information about each of those parts and which sephirot they belong to. And here in this verse, we're getting the same type of information on a different verse. But Rabbi Shimon says, no, the way that's being explained by the rabbi in the first verse has to be changed. So the question then is, do we just accept Rabbi Shimon's version as being correct, or is it possible that both people are correct? And it's just two different frames of reference.
Well, I think the second verse explains it a little bit and more into detail as to which Sefer wrote that we're talking about, because it ended up talking about Bina and Chesed and Gvor as well. So it kind of yeah, more detailed.
I think it's two different frames of reference. But I see the similarities.
I guess when we talk about birth, I always go back and reference Bina. She's the mother in the female aspect. And we give him birth. So that's when we talk about that, that's my first mindset, is to go to Bina. And again, that's probably not always right. That's probably not always right, but that's where my mind, my consciousness goes, is into that world.
And when you talk about Vina, it is the mother, it is about birth. There's no, you know, mm-hmm. You're absolutely correct. We've completed this section except for the fact that we haven't completed the section. The section only has the two verses. So we'll start a new section tomorrow.
What haven't we finished? We have not finished the section.
Well, we finished it in the sense that we've read them.
Oh.
We finished them in the sense that we have some understanding, but I don't think my understanding is complete. Do you feel complete with these two verses?
No.
So that's why I say we've completed the section, but we haven't completed the section.
Okay.
On the level of reading of the verses, we've completed the section. On the level of understanding the inner essence, we haven't. And that's okay, because we'll read it again another time. And when we read it again in a year from now, or maybe 3 years from now, we will understand it on a different level, because we won't be the same people. But a lot of people can't handle that, okay, we're not complete yet. They want it now. They want to be complete right away. And that just assumes, or it doesn't recognize the fact that every day we have the potential to grow. And the more we grow, the more we will understand, even of the same thing that we understood yesterday.
And you know, the verse or the line, that's all in caps. If it wouldn't be there, if our Vaishnava wouldn't have put it,
we would have no clue.
Even more, the three columns,
yes,
that's it, Tiferet, are three legs. The Nukva is the fourth leg. I don't think I've ever seen that phrase before.
We've seen it in the open section of Bereshit before. We have seen it before. In Bereshit. Yeah. What it's basically saying is that we have five levels. We have Keter, Chachma, Bina, Zeranpin, and Malchut. And in reality, we don't have Keter because it's too high. So we have Chachma and Bina, right and left. Zeranpin is central column. And the fourth level is Malchut. So what we're saying is we have these four all the time. But we think, well, there's six. There's Zeranpin. And how do we explain Zeranpin? And it's exactly the same way. You have Chesed, which is right column, Gevura, which is left column, Tiferet, which is central column, and Malchut is the fourth leg. But then how do we explain the missing Netzach, Hod, and Yesod? Yesod, we explain, or we know, is always connected to Malchut, except when our actions separate it. But even when it gets separated, we know it doesn't fully separate. But we still have this Netzach and Hod that we have to explain. And what we were learned in Bereshit is Netzach and Hod is just a transformation to a lower level of energy. That it really isn't, it's just transforming the energy downward to be less intense. But in reality, it's right column and left column. And the unbroken part of Yesod is central column. But the important sefirot are Chesed, Geburah, Tiferet, and Malchut. And everything relates to those three, and with Malchut becomes four. Now, in reality, that explanation does not explain why there are six and not four. But we attributed the other two are a transformation tool, bringing it from an infinite level of energy to a finite level of energy. And in time, we'll understand more of that and why that is. But we have an initial explanation that works for understanding spiritual laws.
I see it as mercy, the softness, the softening of judgment as the last, you know, what is the other one? I forget now.
Netzach.
Yeah, thank you. Netzach. I find the mercy.
I understand what you're saying, and you're getting lost a bit, Malka.
Okay.
What's the difference between love and mercy? Chesed is loving kindness. Yes.
Right.
I'm asking you. Chesed is loving kindness. Gevura is judgment. Tiferet is a sweetened form of love that includes judgment. We call Tiferet mercy. Instead of strict judgment, as it would be in Gevurah, it is sweetened judgment in mercy in Tiferet. You need to contemplate that. Because the question I started out asking is, what's the difference between love and mercy? They're not interchangeable. They're two different levels, two different things.
Okay, I'll think about it.
We're out of time. We can have more questions tomorrow, or we can go on to Section 7. My thinking is to go on to Section 7, because in time we'll get clarity on these questions we've asked today.
Okay. I agree.
Tana, we outvote you unless you have another discussion point.
No, that's fine. I just have always loved this verse about Abraham, and it's always meant a great deal to me. So seeing a different higher level meaning to it is also awesome.
I agree. It is awesome. You both have a good evening, and we'll have a class on the ORI at the 7 o'clock or the 9 o'clock in your time zone.
Okay. Shalom. Thank you. Shalom. Thank you. Shalom. Hey, Brandy.